Hi, this is Daniel Garber the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Film is a very plastic medium with filmmakers free to do just about anything with the story and characters as long as it ends up looking like a movie. So this week, I'm looking at three new movies where characters or actors shift in unexplained ways. There's Horror from Quebec, where friendly characters turn into monsters, a Vancouver drama, where real people play themselves, and a dark comedy from France, where actors repeat characters they portrayed in other movies, though not exactly. Luck Lucky, directed by Wayne Wapimakwa. It's 2010 in Vancouver, and the world's best athletes are streaming into town for the Winter Olympics. Crowds of rowdy yahoos in red and white hockey sweaters fill the streets. Scalp tickets are selling for hundreds of dollars in downtown hell houses for millions. This is a city just oozing with wealth. But the people on Hastings in the rundown East End are still struggling just to get by. Ken, played by Ken Harrower, is a soft-spoken gay guy who gets around on a motorized wheelchair. He likes playing bingo and meeting new friends. He has a wad of cash set aside to buy tickets to a big Olympic event. He runs into Roller Girl, played by Angela Dawson, an outspoken trans woman who performs fancy skate maneuvers on her rollerblades. She wants to share in the excitement. There's Angel, played by Angel Gates, a buxom indigenous sex worker all dressed in pink and black who sees the Olympics as a good source of potential business. Eric, played by Eric Berman, is an older drug user, always looking for his next hit, but he has a son out there somewhere he hasn't seen in many years. And Mark, played by Joe Buffalo, has a close encounter of the third kind. Luck Lucky is an experimental look at the overlooked side of Vancouver. The homeless and disenfranchised, the streetwalkers, drug users, and local characters. It tells them as five loosely linked stories. Film wavers in an unexplored zone somewhere between documentary and drama. Most of the parts are played by actors playing themselves and retelling their own stories for the camera. The director gives them writing credit and sometimes even hands them the camera with mixed results. At the same time, the film always feels a bit stilted because it emphasizes realism over drama. There are some genuinely moving parts, but I had to keep asking myself, is this a real event or a reenactment I'm witnessing, or did it actually happen at all? Well worth seeing this movie, but you should view it as a work of art, sort of like a Jeff Wall photo come to life. Happy End, directed by Michael Haneke. Georges Laurent, played by Jean-Louis Trintignant, is the patriarch of Laurent Enterprises, a huge corporation based in Calais, France. It's run by his daughter Anne, played by Isabelle Huppert, a no-nonsense businesswoman. Her brother Thomas, played by Mathieu Kassovitz, a successful surgeon, also lives in the family estate with his young wife Anaïs. Then there's the third generation where things are not so good. Pierre, played by Franz Rogowski, Anne's son, well, he knows how to wear a head hat, but that's about it. So he ends up being responsible for this disaster that happens at one of their construction sites. And then there's Thomas's daughter, Eve, played by Fantine Ardouin. His daughter from a previous marriage, she suddenly comes back into his life when his ex-wife gets very, very ill. So the cute and innocent little girl is not as nice as she seems. She's a tiny psychopath who does horrible things just for the lulz and to share them anonymously online or on Snapchat. And then Georges, the patriarch, desperately wants to die. Okay, so Happy End is a very dark comedy about a rich, dysfunctional family. Haneke is a great director, and in this one he does something really unusual. I don't think I've ever seen it before. He recreates characters from a previous film, but with a completely different backstory. So they're not the same people, but the characters are still the same, if you know what I mean. So Amour, which won an Oscar in 2013, was about an elderly musician, Georges, played by the same man, facing his wife's dementia. Well, in Happy End, Georges is back again, and with the same daughter, again by Isabelle Huppert, but this time they're not musicians, but corporate leaders. And this one, it's a comedy, not a tragic love story. Anyway, lots to think about. Very good movie. Les Affamés, written and directed by Robin Aubert. It's present-day rural Quebec, bucolic pastures where cows chew their cud and inchworms travel along twigs. There's an F1 racetrack nearby. Bonin, played by Marc-André Gondin, runs a hunting club and likes telling dirty jokes with his buddy Vezina. Pauline and Thérèse are two older women who run a gas station and are into home canning. And then there are kids like Ticule and Zoé, played by Charlotte Saint-Martin, who live ordinary lives with their families on farms. But something strange is happening here. People stand in their field, staring off into the distance. Others carry wooden chairs to build a strange tower. A woman sits in the grass playing with a doll, a grown woman. What's going on? There's a strange disease like leprosy that turns your fingers black and makes you spit up dark blood. And then suddenly, you're a zombie starving for human flesh. These zombies don't grunt and drag their feet. They're not, they communicate using shouts and screams, and they run at breakneck speed to capture unchanged humans to eat. It's up to the one still alive, plus one woman who was a perfect wife who now wields a machete, and Tanya, played by Monia Chokri, who said she was bitten by a dog. It's up to these people to band together and survive the onslaught. They share food and set up hundreds of mouse traps all around their house as a low-tech early warning system. Who will survive and can they stop the zombie apocalypse? Les Affamés, or The Hungry Ones, is a neat take on the zombie flick. It doesn't differ too much from your average Romero movie or TV shows like The Walking Dead, just enough to keep you guessing. Beautiful images in this movie, like Tanya ducking down in a field of low ferns, are a pleasure to watch. The cast has some of Quebec's big-name actors, and the combination of humor and terror works well here. So if you like zombie movies, this is a good one. Happy End starts today in Toronto. Check your local listings, and Les Affamés and Luck Lucky are now playing at Toronto's Top 10 Film Fest. Also playing there is Daniel Coburn's You Are Here, maybe the strangest movie you've ever seen, and it's playing for free. Go to tiff.net for details. This is Daniel Garber the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.